Hello and welcome to On the Couch with Eminem. Eminem obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of On the Couch with Eminem.
Today, we have the privilege of having Julie Davis and Neil Williams from Agent Dynamics. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Very excited to have you. We're very excited to have you here.
We're excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about how long you've been together when you started and the reason why, I guess.
Okay. Well, our history goes back almost 30 years, in fact, because Neil was my principal when I was a selling agent.
Yeah.
Agent Dynamics now is coming to its fourth year. And it's awesome.
So you've been working together for 4 years as business partners?
Yeah, we worked together in the agency, one of the home agencies. And then Julie retired and semi-retired, went to the Gold Coast. It was in Canberra then. I sold my business in 2007. We reconnected over the years socially.
Great.
And I know Julie's husband Peter very well.
Yeah.
Julie's very good friends with my wife Deanna. And it just, it made common sense to us one day to be able to get into business together.
That's great.
Because we recognise, and it comes back to what we do, I recognised as did Julie, that she can bring so much to the business that I'm not particularly good at, or I'm not innately good at, and vice versa. So
for those viewers who don't know Agent Dynamics, and what is it exactly that you do?
Okay. So what we do, predominantly, we're working in team performance, retention.
Yeah.
And in really focusing on the culture and the people that they have, the communication within the team itself, within all of the team members understanding each other and what their natural flow is, from a leadership perspective of that principal or business owner, knowing how can he best inspire, manage their team members and understand them and understand where they come from and the innate talent that they have and the best way for them to operate and get success.
How do you help them do that? Talk to us about the way that you help them do that.
We've developed a profiling tool. Now, I'm sure a lot of the viewers would have been exposed to DISC or Caliper, Myers-Briggs, all really great tools, but they can tend to be, we become profiled, we read our report, and then it goes in the top drawer.
Yes.
And it never gets used again.
Yeah.
So to have some value, it needs to be able to be used within the business and also for the individuals so that they can better manage themselves, recognize where their strengths are and make themselves more dollar productive.
Mm.
So back in the old real estate days, myself and Julie, we recognized that so many good people had come into the industry but never had the chance, often because the principal had this preconceived idea of what made a good agent.
Mm.
You know, it was the white shoe brigade and these guys would be absolutely perfect. And they tended to build their teams the same way.
Yeah.
But they'd end up with a team of opening batsmen rather than they'd miss out on the wicketkeeper and the fieldsman and all of the others. So we worked with a company in the UK, Talent Dynamics, and developed this specifically for real estate agents. So it's really important to us. We won't work with anybody, and I don't say that arrogantly, but the cornerstone of our business is for them to first have their profile done so that we know how we can best help them. And then from that, they then incorporate that into their business.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really good. Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head before when you said about principals employing or, you know, putting, engaging with people that they're very similar to them.
Yes.
And instead
and thinking
of looking,
that's the right fit.
And thinking that's the right fit. And we see that all the time.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, looking to have a whole heap of different people with different strengths so they can have, a better operation. Yeah.
Because it's particularly good for the culture of the team.
Of course, yeah.
Culture is everything.
Yeah. And we're in a business, we're in an industry where sometimes egos run a little high.
Mm.
So
just a little bit, do you reckon?
A little high. So Neil says a little high.
So if we can compound the problem, if we
balance it out.
Yeah. Because if we've recruited people exactly the same as we are, you need to have a business then that has to, it'll grow very, very quickly, but can also die very quickly because everything's the same. And you have to be out there always looking for new business, because it's having that cross-section across the team of all the different profile types that give you the longevity. The having people in your team that, that are really, really great at working referral bases and having really high levels of client service. They don't particularly want to go out and meet new people all the time. They're more than happy to work with the existing clients that they've got.
With their network.
Yeah. They do a superb job at it.
Yeah.
So why then would we try and pull them out of that environment and say, send you out there, you've got to go out and do this.
Door knock or cold call. Yeah.
But there are other profiles that love to door knock and cold call. So once we know where their innate talent is, they can then leverage their innate talent, and they get a choice then. They can either spend more time doing what they're innately good at, or we can help them with the dialogue that sits comfortable with their profile type.
Yes.
Because some people don't like to knock on doors because of the fear of rejection they're going to get from the other side. But once we know their profile type, we can match them with the dialogue in their profile of the right dialogue to use to whoever's on the other side of the
door. Make them feel more comfortable about doing that activity. That's a huge value. But generating.
That's a huge value bond that's
you've
got
to have congruency in what you're doing.
Oh, 100%.
Because otherwise, you know, if you're not congruent in what you're doing, you're going to exit the industry. Or you're going to avoid certain activities that you know that you need to be doing for your business. So it's like really looking at that. And I guess everyone's got their individual operating system that we have innately. And if we can identify that firstly for the person, okay, that and you guys have just had your profiles done.
Yes.
And so for the person to know, well, what is my best operating system? What am I going to do to keep in flow, as we talk about? That's the first thing. Supporting a team in flow of them understanding each other and where each of those team members bring the best value to that business. So where are they showing up every day playing their A game? Okay, it's very important. And that filters out then in terms of the client, the overall, what's the client experience that it's getting from the agency?
Yeah.
Because we've seen often that somebody, whether it's an individual through the whole process or a business, there's quite often one area of that business that gets really let down.
Neglected, yeah.
Correct. Mm. And, you know, it could be the service area of that business, or it could be the financial, the more analytical side of that business.
Mm.
And if you don't have the right people in the right roles, it's very, very costly.
It is.
In terms of time, but also in terms of dollars.
So really it's a fact-finding mission to find out everyone's strengths and weaknesses. And then obviously from our previous conversations, it's identifying everyone's characters and what really gets them into flow, and then sharing that with the whole team so everyone else can understand
how Julie communicates with each other.
That way because that's her profile. Yeah. Neil is that way. Manos is that way.
Yeah.
And then everyone gets to be more harmonious and going back to culture and the right fit.
Mm. We do that in a group environment where we'll the whole office will come together and we'll profile the whole office, and including the principal. And it actually, you know,
Do you usually start with the principal? Do you do it all?
Principal's normally more towards the end.
Yeah, we have the debrief. We do the principal normally last because we can build it a bit. We say, you know, we're going to get there, don't worry. Because you're all saying, what about the boss? What about the boss?
Yeah.
So we say, don't worry, we're going to get there. And at the end, there's, because it's got to be a fun day, but a serious fun
of
day.
Course, yeah.
And at the end of that day, if we talk about the principal in closing at the end of it, there are a whole lot of aha moments for the staff where they say, now I've got, because I've heard about each person's profile in the office and I've been exposed to the traits or the innate talents of the eight different ones. So when we speak about the principal at the end, there are a whole lot of those moments where they go, now I understand why they do that.
Yeah.
And now I know that they are really focused on process and systems, which is why they don't seem all that upset when I've had a bad day.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, okay, just get on with it. Let's go to the next step in the process.
Yeah.
And conversely, it works the other way. So we tend to find that the culture then cements itself even stronger. And then the guys, you know, they back themselves.
And the benefit to the business owner is there's
retention.
Better retention of team members. Mm-hmm. And for our major topic for today is recruitment. So if we talk about recruitment and finding the right people in doing the profile and before they enter the business, can you talk us through that process?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, this is really key, Manos, because as a generalisation, people will recruit through resumes and references.
That's right.
And we all know that they could be exaggerated just slightly. And so you could have somebody come in that's, you know, bright and shiny on a piece of paper with the great references.
And they can interview really well too.
They can, absolutely. Yeah. But what happens typically 3 months down the track, one of two things is going to happen, is that you start uncovering things that haven't been done, that, you know, there's a bit of incongruency of what's actually on the resume as to what actually happens. Now, that person will possibly exit themselves just before they get found out, or a principal will have to exit them, which is not a great thing to do.
No, it's not what we want to do. Yeah.
When you've invested a lot of time, energy and effort and dollars into training a team member, you don't want to have to repeat that in 3 months' time.
Yeah.
So that's the first scenario. The second scenario is that you can have somebody come in and on a what we call a learned skill or a competency level, they're particularly good at that job and you think you've won the lottery. So there's a new level of efficiency, you're really, really happy, but that person will exit themselves because we all seek natural flow. We all seek what is going to fill us up emotionally of where we have a level of contribution. It's what we call, you know, full pocket, empty heart.
Mm. And you said that before, it really resonated with me.
Great.
So you're saying they're a good person, they applied for the position, they've got a skill for that position, but it's not really what fills them in their personality, they're not in flow.
Because it's about,
so they could be a fantastic person, but in a different position in your business.
Absolutely. We see a lot in property management.
Yeah.
You know, you may be bringing, if it's task-based property management, you may be bringing in somebody who's doing maintenance all day.
Yeah.
Or doing the numbers all day.
Yeah.
And if somebody's really keen to get a job, they've been out of work for some time, at the interview process, when you say, look, how do you feel about the repetitive work? I love it. It's no problem for me. Yeah. I thrive on it.
And they could be really, really good at it.
Yeah. But once, when we profile them, we then speak to the, we do a debrief to the individual candidate so that we can dig a little bit deeper to make sure that the way they're responding is reflected in the profile. But then we can sit down then with the business owner and say, okay, these are areas of concern. Now, this is not put them on. This is how to manage them when they do come on. So we can, some of the profile types will be more attuned or are more attuned to that repetitive work.
So which profile would be for that?
Yeah, we would look at somebody who had a lot. There are three different profiles that have a lot of what we would call steel energy, which is around process, data, and systems.
Right.
Now, they can sit down at the desk at 9 o'clock in the morning and at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, nothing's dropped off in their level of performance.
Yeah.
They're quite happy. They've sat there and they've just produced
all day. Hence the term steel.
They walk out at the end of the day, but recruiting wrongly, someone who has a lot of what we call blaze energy, which is about connecting with people, come 10 o'clock, they want to talk to someone, they want to chatter.
Like
that part of it's out the way. So
you find them at the water cooler.
Disturbing the whole office.
The performance level drops off and they'll achieve everything they're going to achieve in the first hour. And as each hour goes by, it will start to drop off faster and faster. So when we profile the whole team, we often find that they don't need to go recruiting. There's somebody sitting at another desk in the office.
You just got to move them around. Isn't that amazing?
That's right.
Yeah. I love that.
Because their happiness factor, when you're in flow, your happiness factor goes through the roof.
Most people know I'm into statistics and all that. And I'd be curious to know the success rate of people, and I'm not sure if any studies have been done in the industry, like people interviewing people and taking them through a profiling process as opposed to not taking a profiling process. Yeah. And then the success rate, we know it's never going to be 100%. So would you have any or any gut feel?
We don't have hard data. It's a good point you make, though, and I want to stress that because we're working with people's innate talent, it is not a science. So it's not a one plus one, we're going to get one of those.
Yeah.
Let's pull one off the shelf.
There
are a whole bunch of invariables there and also environmental things as well that will affect people. We have, from a recruiting point of view, I would say we'd probably hit 85% of people who are still in the roles after the 4 years. We've only really incorporated in probably the last 12 months. So it's, you know,
we're but it'll be an interesting study to do because being obviously a business show.
I'm going to ask you that question. So you've got to count, you actually have to measure that from, from now on.
Because well, the way I look at it, because obviously it's a few $100 investment in doing a profile, but as a business owner, if I can see my success rate go 10, 20% higher to save that 3 month difficult conversation, just the emotional conversations, I got it wrong because I didn't. My interview process wasn't up to.
But not only the critical conversation at the end of 3 months, the time that you spend to actually and the other person's
and the brand damage and is the main
the brand, but also as well as we mentioned earlier is we bring people into this industry. We have a responsibility to make sure that if they're not suited in whatever role, that we leave them with a great experience, whatever the outcome is.
And unfortunately, that's not the case in our industry. You see a lot of good people getting into it and actually coming out of it because they're not they haven't found the right spot within the office, or you know, there's no training, there's not enough training, and then you see them actually, you know, move away from the industry.
There'll be people watching, salespeople watching this today, that wake up every morning and say, I don't want to go to work today because I know I've got to bang on 500 doors from 9 o'clock this morning through till 10.
Yeah.
And it's something that innately, I don't know why. I don't know why Harry can do it in the office.
It's not in my DNA to do. Yeah. I don't feel comfortable doing it. Yeah.
Appraisals, but I do it and I don't get anything.
Yeah.
And if the business owner doesn't have an understanding of that, they get Harry and this poor person in the room and they say, how come he can knock on 500 doors and get
500 appraisals? Which is the traditional.
And you can't. Mm. Go out there and bang on some more. Mm. Listen to some more CDs. Mm. And it'll match.
Do some more training. Yeah.
Whereas that individual, send them off to a networking function and they'll come back with five or six referrals.
So it's gold.
And it's them getting the understanding of what do I need to do that I'm actually going to get the best results from.
So in recruitment as an office, it's establishing first of all as a business owner what your needs are and what positions you want to fill, and then actually looking for that particular
candidate.
Is that how so tell us how you would help a business owner to do that?
Okay, well, so often we just get a call out of the blue from a business owner that says I've heard or this, you've worked with somebody else. We look at what the position is in the first instance. Now we have to also make a distinction here because a receptionist role can be wide and various.
Yes.
In a larger office on the high street, you may have, you know, their role is as a meter and greeter because you've got high traffic turnover people coming in. So it's more the meet and the greet side of it rather than the admin side.
Yeah.
In a smaller office where you may have an office upstairs without the through traffic.
It's an all-rounder.
Yeah, and they're supporting the sales team, the property management team because of the numbers they have to pick up. So there's two different requirements for that position.
Mm.
Once we've identified that, then we know we can start to identify probably two or three different profile types. Who would be most suited to that?
Mm.
And then the extension from that is if they want us to get involved, we can help them write the ad that would attract and filter out those people that don't want the process side of it, for example. Mm. So that then
that's a real value add.
And
that's a huge value
add. Then once you get the resumes in and you're at interview stage and say we've found two or three people, then you can actually profile them.
Yeah.
So we don't want to profile every applicant.
No.
But once they get there, they've been through their normal process, they've got to the shortlist, and they'll have a rough feeling. Once we've spoken to them, we can give them some things to look for that the clients say on the telephone, etc., that will narrow it a little bit. And then towards the end stage, then we get involved. Often it's down just to one.
Mm.
And the one, it's to reinforce their decision-making. It's not to say, oh, no, forget them, whatever. It's how to manage them when they do bring them on.
Yeah.
Because it's really important that once somebody does join the team, that they can support them and, importantly, know where their challenges will be so they can look for the things.
Yeah.
Mm. And then they can put a management program around
that's
it. Right.
That's awesome.
That's right. And it is the filtering that, you know, that we could have a candidate that we know innately by their operating system, their behavioural patterns that they have, that person, in all honesty, is not going to be suitable for that job.
For that position.
And so it's what you say no to.
Yeah.
And because we
sometimes
see
more valuable.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Save so much time.
And we've been in that position where we've had a couple of candidates and we can't make a decision. They're both great and all that, but we haven't put them through a profiling process, which I'm sure that would help.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I see so often now, unfortunately, where people advertising for people on Facebook. Do you know anyone? We've got this role.
Mm. And hit and miss. Strategy.
It's just like,
or is it a hope strategy?
It's a hope strategy.
It's a hope strategy
because there are, you know, filtering processes that you can put into place, and all of that is layered on, you know, their what we would call their learnt skill, is the level of competency laid with that. Is the most important thing in any office is culture.
Oh, yeah,
so does this person
fit
the criteria to fit into our culture?
The core
values. Yeah.
And also in a team, we also work with a lot of small teams like pods.
At EBU, Effective Business Units.
Yeah, so we've got one actually currently in Adelaide we're working with, and knowing what profile the agent is, okay, and understanding where he's going to need to have the support. They've interviewed, and we've actually, they would probably do a choice of between two candidates, so we look at each of those.
Perfect.
So we look at the suitability in terms of that particular client and their profile. Who would match that in terms of being able to value
compliment them.
At the end of the day, it's about the client experience.
Yeah, 100%.
And we need to make sure that that client is getting great experience, that each area of that business
is covered.
Is covered totally 100%.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I think there's so much to talk about. We will do a couple of episodes. So we'll call this episode one on recruitment. So, thanks for joining us today.
Absolute
and
pleasure.
Guys, thanks for joining us.
And if people obviously want to find a little bit more about, you know, your business and what you do, we will put the link. Is that the best way to?
Yeah.
Put the link and obviously an email address, and people can follow up you guys in regards to the recruitment strategy and maybe share the actual profiling document and stuff like that.
The next episode, which we will videotape right now, but you'll see it at another day, we'll talk about retention. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was great having you.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.